Let's see. Check, check one. Oh, that's cool. All right. You guys, this is just so beautiful to see you all. My heart is filled with joy at what God's doing here. I'm going to pray a little bit, and then we're going to invite the kids up to get a carpet square. So if you're a school-age kid, we'll do that real soon. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for loving us, for the love that you've shown, especially the love that you show on the cross by giving your life for us. Help us to be filled with that love so that we can share it with each other and with the world. I ask this in your name, Lord. Okay, so school-age kids, and if you're young at heart, I'm not going to stop you. Please come on up. We've got carpet squares and some helpers who are going to help give out carpet squares so you guys can come and join us at the front here. Am I getting feedback? Yeah. Yeah, and feel free to just make yourselves at home. The first kids come as far this way as you can to make room for everybody else. Welcome. See. I really like your shirt. It's about loving all your neighbors. High five. Awesome shirt. All right. Awesome. So, did any of you guys notice that we have a popcorn machine in here? Who noticed the popcorn machine? Woo! So there's going to be popcorn available at the welcome table in the back for anyone who will feel welcomed by that. I see some of you guys already have it. We're going to play a popcorn-related game here in a little bit, too, that's going to teach us about God and friendship. So you guys can start thinking about that, but we also hopefully are going to have popcorn for the church picnic next week. All right, so we want to talk about friendship a little bit. And so what do you guys think? What kinds of things do you share and do with friends? Can anybody give me any examples of things that you share and that you do with friends? Were you about to say something else? Yeah. You're loyal to them, yeah. So yeah, you're loyal to them. So you, you know, you continue being your friend, right? And if you say you're going to do something, you follow through on it. Yeah, you're loyal to them. You stay their friend. What else? Do you guys who shares like screen time with friends? I know that's a challenging thing to share, right? When you're when you're playing. Who else? What else do you guys share with friends? You share? Yeah, Isaac.
I've shared things like I haven't shared, but I've given money.
Oh, yeah. You share money with friends? Yeah, and you help them meet their needs through money and stuff like that? Yeah, that's really good.
I just randomly gave $1 to my friend for no reason.
Well done. Cool. Anything else you guys think of that you like to share with your friends? Yeah. Did you guys hear that? Max likes sharing ideas with his friends. So what's your thinking? I think, and related to that, like another thing we share with our friends is things that we know and things about ourselves. Have you guys ever had somebody where you could talk to or you could trust and you could tell them what's going on and you can share what you know?
He's right next to me.
He's right next to you. That's awesome. Yeah. And so Jesus, part of what I want to tell you, and we're going to read a part of the Bible where Jesus talks about being our friends, and he shares things about himself, and he shares what he knows with his friends too. Yeah, so when we share all of this kind of stuff with our friends, we have to get kind of close to them in some ways, right? We sort of get emotionally close. We have to trust them. We have to know that they're loyal to us, right, to feel safe and comfortable sharing that kind of thing. And when you can share like that with a friend, when you can share all those sorts of things, how does that feel? I see a thumbs up. Yeah, it feels good. Any particular ways that it feels good? I would say one thing I often feel when I can share that is joy and relief, right, and freedom. Anything else you guys feel when you can just really share with a friend like that?
A friend like that?
Sure, well, yeah, like that.
I mean, technically he's my cousin, but he's also my friend.
That's cool.
He's my friend forever.
Yes.
Literally, I cannot not be his friend.
That's awesome. So do you think Jesus the Son and God the Father, so this is two God in two persons, do you think that they also have friendship? Yeah, they have love and they have friendship between them. So if God the Father and Jesus the Son can be friends, I think cousins can probably be friends too, right?
Just a minute.
Yes.
God the Father and Jesus the Son are the same person, but different people.
Ooh.
They're the same person, but different people.
Or maybe they're... That's very interesting. Yeah, they're the same person. They're different persons in the one Trinity, right? Yes, very good. That is mind-blowing, Isaac. Can we all do a mind-blown in appreciation of Isaac's comment? That God is actually love, right? And that so God is different persons who are fully God so that there can be love within God. I love that. Awesome. All right. So... Now we've reflected on friendship enough, I think we're ready to actually read a Bible passage that has so much cool stuff in that.
Yeah.
But wait, actually, before we do that, we're going to play a popcorn game. So, this popcorn is gluten-free, it is dairy-free, it has a little bit of soy-based butter and canola oil on it. If anyone has health concerns or any of you kids can't eat that, please raise your hand now so that we don't contaminate you.
Cool.
Yes. So, okay.
No,
oh, okay. No allergies, though. Okay, good. Excellent. All right. So, no allergies or health concerns with all the kids having a few pieces of popcorn to throw around. All right. And the sanitation concerns have been addressed. Okay. So, helpers. Okay. So, guys, pair up. So, find somebody next to you and pair up who's going to be your popcorn throwing friend. Everyone, stand up. And pair up with a neighbor who will be your popcorn-throwing friend. Could I have one bag?
Yes. Thanks.
Cool. All right. Olive, do you need someone to throw popcorn with? You're good? Where's Curtis? Curtis, if you want to, I think we'll do this demonstration here. All right, guys, so this is going to be like old school theater. We're going into the audience. We're breaking the third wall, all right, or the fourth wall. All right, so I want to demonstrate what we're going to do. So this popcorn, let's say this represents the love of friendship. I'm going to try throwing this into Curtis's mouth from here. Do you guys, if you think I can do this, cheer. That's very encouraging, but perhaps misplaced. Oh, we did it! All right, now let's try it. All right, do you guys think I can do it from here? Yeah! There is a certain... You did catch it. You're very skilled. All right, 10 out of 10 for Curtis. But Woo! Good job, Curtis! All right, so we're going to give you guys a couple minutes to try to throw popcorn into each other's mouths. Make sure you stand close enough. So the point of this is that there's a certain closeness that you need to succeed in this. If you guys manage to get a piece of popcorn in your friend's mouth, both of you cheer, okay, so that we can hear when the popcorn is hitting. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Ready, set. Throw popcorn around! Woo! Ha ha ha. Got it? All right, I'm gonna.
Yourself while you're eating.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Maybe take one last toss. So let's hear one last cheer from everybody. Good job for trying, and awesome work. I just want to emphasize how important the church cleanup crew is, because we make all kinds of crazy messes in this place. So if you're thinking of volunteering to do this, consider this a calling on your life. Cool. All right, guys, we're going to bring it back in. Good job. All right, so was it easier to get the popcorn in your mouth if you were closer? Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
And so there's a drawing closeness that helps in sharing that kind of love and that kind of friendship. All right. So, guys, I'm going to read the Bible now. So we're going to pray a little bit more. And I want to read a really cool part of the Bible. I love this. We're going to talk about it. So this is from John chapter 15, and we're doing verses 9 through 17. So anyone who wants to follow along in their Bibles too. As the Father, so this is Jesus. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now, and he commands them, now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be complete in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Would you guys agree to that? Like, the biggest act of love you could do is laying down your life for somebody. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Right? He shares with them because these are her friends. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Thank you, God, so much for your word. So Jesus is talking about commands here. And what is the command? Was anybody listening enough to know what is the specific command that he gave? Isaac's got it. Yeah.
Love each other.
Love each other. Yeah.
Also, it's on the screen, so you don't have to.
There you go. You've got a very strong clue there. Yeah, so that's good. Actually, so that's one of the. Cool. So that's one of the versions of this command. This is my command: love each other. There's another command that he gives right at the beginning that I want you guys to notice. He starts by saying, now remain in my love. And then there's another one right in the middle. And if you flip, can we just jump? Yeah, there we go to the first slide. At the very end there, he says this command in a little bit of a different way. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. So, what's really cool about this, watch the way this develops. First, Jesus says, abide in my love, right? Receive my love. Be close, right? Abiding is like where you live. It's where you're close. So, like, be close to me. And actually, he doesn't start off by saying, hey, love each other. He starts off by saying, draw close to my love and feel my love, right? And then in the second version of the command, what does he say? Does he jump right to, hey, love each other? Or what does he say? Anybody notice what he says there? My command is this: love each other as... Yeah. Can we all say that together? So we're going to say this command out loud together. Love each other as I have loved you. Are you guys ready? Love each other as I have loved you. And now you guys are leading the whole congregation. Let's all do this, congregation. Are you guys ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Love each other as I have loved you. Now, I want to admit, there was a time in my own life when I kind of went around just kind of doing this last command without all the setup. This is his command, love each other, just love each other. And that could actually make you feel just like you're really bad at loving people. Have you guys ever felt like you just don't love people enough or felt ashamed for being unloving? I've definitely felt that way, yeah. And that's not, Jesus isn't there to make us feel ashamed for not loving people enough. He wants us to just soak up his love. So we're just so full of it that we're overflowing, that we then love the other people as we've already been loved by God. And then he comes up to the command, love each other. So, amen. Yeah, thank you, God. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about puzzles, too, because I think we've got some time for that. Who here likes puzzles? Raise your hand if you like puzzles. Do you like riddles or mysteries or finding patterns? All right, who here likes poetry, like reading or writing poetry? All right, we've got enough interest in this that I am going to teach you a super extra Bible lesson. All right, so the Gospel of John uses tons of something called a chiasm. And so chi is the Greek letter that starts the word Christos and that looks like an X. Can you guys all make a chi with your arms? That is a chi letter. And a chiasm is like a cross-shaped poem, which means, and one thing you'll notice, right, so you take a chi and you turn it, and I think this is part of why John likes it, is actually this type of poetry was poetry people used. It was part of their culture. But he made all of his writing cross-shaped. And so I'll give you an example of a chiasm. It's got like an A, B, C, B, A structure. It's like a mirror, just like the top of the cross kind of mirrors the bottom, and your attention is drawn to the middle. So I'm gonna give you guys a funny chiasm that's not as good as the one here. I am very, very hungry, and I am very, very sleepy. Who here has been really hungry and really sleepy at the same time and not known what to do? So I have a solution. This is the middle of the chiasm. This is where your attention is drawn. So I am going to eat and sleep at the same time. And here is how I'm going to do it. I am going to snore so loud and so hard. See how that's mirroring the sleeping part? That I suck all of the food into my body. And then I will be eating and sleeping and I will not be hungry anymore. Do you guys like my plan? So, so it's sort of this cross-shaped, mirror-shaped poem, right? I'm talking about being hungry, and then I'm talking about being sleepy, then I bring it all together, right? I'm going to sleep and eat at the same time, and then I talk more about the sleeping part, the snoring, and then I talk about being full instead of being hungry. So, this passage is shaped like that too, and it starts with God's love, and in the middle is the essence of it, which is the thing we shouted over and over again. And the reason I had to shout that and highlight it is because in the way that John wrote this, it's what he wanted to draw our attention to too, which is that we receive love from God and then share it with other people. There's another mirroring here that jumped out at me. So guys, I want to share something really cool and personal from my last week. So the other thing Jesus is talking about is friendship. And he talks about knowing people, and he talks about, in the first part, he talks about being friends, and then he talks about your joy being complete. And I think that when I share experiences with my friends, my joy is complete in a different way. And when I just went to there's a big theological meeting, there's people who talk about studying God that the Vineyard has from people all over the world. And I went there, and I finally got to take my best friend with me. Can any of you guys guess? So I'm married, I'll give you a little clue. I'm married to Katie. Can any of you guess who my best friend is?
Who do you think Daniel's
best friend is? Besides, there's Jesus, and then my other... God. Okay. Katie, my wife. My wife is my best friend. There you go. So I got to go to this thing with her for the first time, and I got to share it, and I got to share all the things I was learning there. And what I told her while I was there was, Katie, now my joy is complete. That's really how I felt. And then Adrian told me to preach on this passage, and I just realized that there is this completeness of joy that comes from sharing things with your friends. And when you break the poem down like that, that jumps out at you that those things are being set in comparison, in the same way that the snoring was set in comparison to the sleeping part of the poem. So we're gonna do another a visualization prayer with Adrian now that's gonna help us imagine being filled with God's love and sharing it with people. So I get your imaginations revved up.
Okay,
and here we
guys.
Go.
How are you guys doing? Okay, do you have salty tongues from popcorn? Okay, we'll get all the trash, don't worry. Sean's very concerned about making sure the floor is clean. So here's what we're going to do, guys. We have a few minutes left. Thanks, babe. Okay. We have a few minutes left. And thank you so much, grown-ups, for being so patient. You guys have demonstrated so much patience. And kids, you have too. Okay, Max and Isaac, we're going to take a minute, and we're going to imagine some prayer, okay? It's going to take about 5 minutes. So the first thing we're going to do is I want everybody, grown-ups can do this too. I want everybody to close their eyes. Kids, can you close your eyes too? Now I want you to take a deep breath. Take a real deep breath. Take another really deep breath. Take two or three deep breaths. And imagine, just feel your body resting. Feel your body. Feel the weight of your body. And feel restful in your chair. If you're on a carpet square, you're a little more comfortable. You got the best seat in the house. But if you're on a metal chair or on a plastic chair, you might be a little less comfortable. But imagine, just feel your body and imagine that the Holy Spirit is surrounding you right now. We are going to, God, we pray right now that your Spirit would come, Holy Spirit, that you would open our imaginations. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your Holy Spirit speak to us, Lord, during this time together. So breathe deep the love of God. And then exhale. Come, Holy Spirit. We open our hands to you. We open our ears to you. We open our hearts to you, Holy Spirit. So I want everyone in the room to imagine with me that we are living in a part of the world where there's not very much water. Every day, each one of us only has a little bit of water to drink. We only have enough water to sustain us. And that often you're thirsty. We live in a part of the world where water is scarce. Often you're thirsty. Imagine you're often thirsty. Imagine sitting outside under the hot sun. What does that feel like in your body right now? You want so badly to have a cup of water. Do you know that there are places in the world where there's not very much water to drink? There are places all over the world where people simply do not have enough water. The water in the rivers and the streams is too dirty, and the rivers and the streams are all dried up. Imagine that we are living in one of those places. Imagine you're really thirsty. Imagine every day you walk with a bucket for an hour. You have to walk for 1 hour to get water for your family. Your mom and your dad and any brothers and sisters that you might have also take a bucket. And you guys walk 1 full hour to fetch water. It's the water that you use for cooking. It's the water you use for bathing. And you use it for drinking. Imagine what it would be like to have to walk a full hour to get the water that you need for your day, for your family. Now, one time, as you're walking with this bucket of water, you notice that some of your neighbors aren't able to gather enough water for their family. Actually, there are quite a few neighbors in your family that don't have enough water. Some families, mom and dads, are sick, so just the children can get the water, and it's really sad. And the children are actually too little to carry the heavy buckets. Imagine that you have set your bucket of water down in your house. Your family is beginning to cook and drink water and wash their hands. The water is running low, so you decide to take one more trip to the place. Of course, it takes an hour for you. Imagine walking home with another bucket of water. You've spent an hour on it. And on your way home, you see this family in their home with no water at all. What does it feel like for you to see this family? What do you want to do?
imagine that you make the choice to give one bucket of water to this family. It's heavy in your hands as you're feeling it. But as you set it down on their front porch and as you watch them come to get the water and drink it, you know that you did something right. You've done something loving. Imagine that you go back home and see, oh my goodness, all the buckets that were empty in your house, they're full now. There are 5 full buckets of water at your house, and they're filled all the way to the top, and no one knows how they got filled. They're right up to the top. They look like they're going to spill. What do you want to do with that water? Now I want you to imagine that other families in your neighborhood come to your mind. You remember that there are so many families that need water. Imagine that you take some of your water, and remember, it's heavy, it's going to spill. You take some of the water, one bucket at a time, to some of the families around you. Imagine taking a bucket of water from your home and pouring it into the bucket at your neighbor's home. Then you come back to your house with an empty bucket, grab another one. You pour this water into the bucket, the family next to you, and again you return to your house with another empty bucket. You grab a third bucket of water, take it to a third neighbor down the street who hasn't been able to have water. What does it feel like for you to be able to give that water away? What does it feel like in your heart? It feels good. What is it like for you to be able to give something away, to love another person? Now imagine that you've come back to your house with an empty bucket. You know that you have one full bucket left and you have someone in mind that needs this bucket of water. As you drop off your empty bucket, you notice all of your buckets are full again at your house. I just want you to imagine it. Imagine full buckets in your house. Every single one is full. Imagine that you get to take another bucket to someone who's thirsty. What is it like knowing that every time you're going to give something away, there's an empty bucket, but more water is going to come? This is exactly what love is like, you guys. I want you guys to imagine that we love because we are overflowing with God's love for us. We love because we are so full of how much God loves us. Imagine right now that you are a bucket. Imagine you're a bucket. Imagine you're a bucket. Hold out your hands in front of you. Hold your hands out. Buckets, hold out your hands. Buckets have hands now, Emma. Exactly. Guys, I want you to let the Holy Spirit come. Let God's love for you fill you up like those empty buckets. God loves you. Open your hands. Open your hands. Moms and dads and grown-ups too. Love looks like being patient and kind and never making a list of the people's mistakes around you. It means loving people even when they hurt you. Love looks like seeing people who are bullies and loving them anyways. Love looks like inviting the people that might be left out. Love looks like taking care of people, other people, when they need you and not feeling like you don't have enough because you're a full bucket. We love others with the love that God pours into us only. It's the only way that it can work. So come, Holy Spirit, and fill us, God, with your love. Help us, Lord, whatever is blocking your love to us, get it out of the way, Lord. Get it out of the way, Lord. Help us to experience your love. Thank you so much, Jesus, for these children. Thank you so much, Jesus, for this, these children. Thank you, Lord, for these grown-ups. Thank you, Lord, that you told us that unless we become like these little children, we can't know anything about you. We can't know anything about you, Lord, unless we become like these little children. So thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this holy moment, God. Amen. So, church, stand. Kiddos, you can go back to your moms and dads, or you can stay up here because you are part of our church too, and we are going to pray for each other now. So, kids, if you had an experience of God and you want prayer, we want you to, and also we have a little present for you guys. We have a little present for you guys and a banana. If you would like to go over and see Shannon in the corner, go grab a little present and a banana. It's a construction heart that says, Jesus is my friend. You guys can take that home and put it on your fridge. So what we're going to do right now, guys, is we're going to, as a church, we're just going to pray for each other. We do this every single Sunday, and CV Kids Sundays are no different. We're going to pray for one another. If you're here and you're a grown-up and you, during that imaginative prayer, just felt like, I don't know how to experience the love of God. I need it. I need it. I need it in my life. Something is blocking me from receiving. I'm an empty bucket. If you feel like an empty bucket, boy, do I have some living water for you. Jesus longs to be close to us. He longs to touch each of us. He loves each and every one of us. He sees everything we've been through. So my idea would be, if you need prayer, I would love it if it's CV Kids Sundays, and children have faith unlike us grown-ups. It's way better. And if you really want a good time, get a child to pray for you because their faith is way stronger. So if you are here and you're a grown-up and you need prayer, Isaac, do you want to go pray for people? Okay. Totally, he says. Totally. Love you, Isaac. So I need some prayer people. If you guys just feel led by the Holy Spirit to pray this morning, come up. If you've been through prayer training. And also, we are a community of people who really love each other. So if you're here and you need prayer, it's very, very normal for us to pray for one another. Grab a friend. Say, I love you. Will you pray for me? I need prayer today. That's the way we work it in our community. So can I get a few more prayer peeps? Holy Spirit, thank you so much for these people. Thank you so much for our children. What a gift, Lord, that your awesome and perfect love is. Help us, God. We all are those empty buckets, Lord. We all are so far from you that we can't catch the popcorn. We need to come closer, Lord, to you. Come close to us, Lord. Heal us. Make us look like you, Lord. We just bless you this morning. Central Vineyard, I bless you. Come forward and get prayer, and know that you are loved this morning.